Are you confused about real food and what's healthy and good for the planet? Do you need the facts about local, organic, and sustainable food? Well, get ready to change the way you eat. Get ready for The Appropriate Omnivore with Aaron Zober.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Appropriate Omnivore. I'm your host, Aaron Zober, covering lifestyles in the world of real food. Today, my guest, Nakisa Nowruzi, will be talking about the GAPS diet and her family's experience with it. Nakisa is the founder of the Sprouted Nut and Butter Spread Love Maman Superfood. Nakisa also has a PhD in cell and molecular biology and a master's in biochemistry. She currently teaches anatomy and physiology at Orange Coast College. Nakisa will be talking about the GAPS diet, though, from a mother's perspective. Nakisa, welcome back.
Hello. Hi, Aaron. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to have you on. You have so much wisdom and experience. Talk about so many different topics in the real food spectrum.
Thank you. I'm very excited. I love to be back here. Thank you for inviting me again.
Absolutely. It's great to have you back. I think this is becoming a great annual tradition on our show.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about the GAPS diet. And of course, this is from a mother's perspective, like I explained. Certainly, you know, people are looking at doing it. They should see a certified GAPS practitioner.
Yes, exactly.
So let's start off. I have talked about the GAPS diet on my program, and I do have a lot of listeners who are Weston A. Price members. So certainly they will know what it is, but others may not know what it is. So explain to us what the GAPS diet entails.
Yes, absolutely. I just want to very briefly just have a disclaimer. I'm not a certified GAPS coach, so I'm not qualified to give any advice regarding GAPS diet. This is just a mother's journey through healing my children with this beautiful diet. And I love to share my experience with the world. So please, as Aaron said, please consult a certified GAPS specialist when you are ready to implement the diet. Definitely, Dr. Natasha's book is a great start, or GAPSdiet.com also is a website that you could consult. Most of my talk and most of my knowledge is from Dr. Natasha's book, which is Gut and Psychology Syndrome, and the GAPSdiet.com. website. So GAPS stands for Gut and Psychology Syndrome, and it is a nutritional protocol. It's just not a simple diet. It's really a healing diet. It is based on the belief that a significant connection exists between the functions of the digestive system and the brain. The founder of GAPS diet is Dr. Natasha Campbell-McBride. She is a highly qualified physician. She specializes in neurology and human nutrition. Her focus is digestive and immune system disorders. She is also focusing on behavioral and learning disabilities. She's very compassionate. She's very insightful because she also was a parent of a child with learning disabilities and was able to heal her child using GAPS diet. Dr. Natasha believes in maintaining a robust and healthy gut microbiome, and she thinks that's crucial for overall health and immune function. And GAPS diet emphasizes the significance of a healthy gut microbiome in defending against undigested food, against external invaders, toxins, parasites. And GAPS diet focuses on first reducing the inflammation, providing support to the gut lining, and promoting the restoration of this microbial soup, the microbial diversity.
And what people would you say the GAPS diet is for?
Yeah, so GAPS diet is really for individuals facing chronic digestive issues due to severely damaged and inflamed and gut lining, people who have dysbiosis, people who have leaky guts, children and adults with neurological and psychiatric conditions such as autism spectrum disorder, ADD, ADHD, schizophrenia, dyslexia, dyspraxia, obsessive compulsive behavior disorders, bipolar disorder, all these other neuropsychological disorders.
You've given a good description of what the GAPS diet involves and what it can do to help people. And that's a good explanation of what people the GAPS diet is for. Now let's get into how to implement the GAPS diet.
Yeah, so GAPS diet comes in six stages. And what happens, we start very small with just soups, very simple soups. And we add gradually as the body is able to tolerate. So the base of it is specific carbohydrate diet. So it is a grain-free diet. And there are supplements that Dr. Natasha also recommends, probiotics and digestive enzymes, ox bile. And she also recommends a lot of detoxing, a lot of freshly pressed juices, drinking from freshly pressed juices, Epsom salt baths, a coffee enema, lymphatic massage, things like that besides just the diet. The diet itself has six stages. The GAPS intro is six stages. And then after you finish the GAPS intro, you're going to move towards the full GAPS. And then when you're ready, when you feel healed, you can come off GAPS. But then I will tell you how we go through the stages. The six stages, the primary focus again is on healing the gut lining. We eliminate the potential irritants and add easy to digest nutrient dense food. And then we introduce probiotics, we introduce digestive enzymes to enhance the diversity of gut microbiome and it help with the digestion and breakdown of the food until the gut is completely healed. There is stage one that we start with homemade soup. Everything is homemade. The soup we make with slow-cooked bone-in meat, joints, skin, also non-starchy, low-fibrous vegetables, easy-to-digest vegetables at the very beginning. Animal fats are highly regarded, chicken fat, tallow, lard, duck fat, coconut oil in stage one is allowed. It is allowed. If we are going for probiotic juice, if the body is able to tolerate it, we start very small. We start with fermented vegetables, but just with the juice of it, maybe one or two teaspoons at the beginning. Or if dairy is tolerated, fermented raw dairy like yogurt, kefir, but very small amounts we start. As far as spices go, we can't have any spices. We only are allowed sea salt and peppercorn. And then as far as herbs, chamomile, ginger, mint, and turmeric, we can make it in tea. Fresh lemon squeezed and raw unfiltered honey is allowed as a drink. Stage two, we're going to continue with all foods from stage one. Now we're adding raw organic egg yolks, no egg whites yet. We can add stews and casseroles with fresh herbs, still no spices. And the probiotic juice, we can increase a little bit. We can add fermented fish, smoked salmon, but make sure no added sugar in it. Homemade pasture ghee, it can be introduced. Cut liver oil can be introduced in this stage. And then we go to stage three. We continue with all foods from stage one and two. Now we add the egg white. So if you are boiling, we want to gently fry it. We want to soft boil it. For us, for example, for one of my children, we couldn't go up to stage three. The reason being, as soon as we introduced egg white, all the symptoms came back. Tummy aches, joint pain, eczema came back. So we had to move back to stage two and stayed on that stage for at least 3 months until we were able to tolerate egg whites. Here in stage three, we could add homemade pancakes. Dr. Natasha has a beautiful pancake recipe in her book. It's nut butter, eggs, and ghee. Ripe avocados can be added. And here we could start adding cooked fibrous vegetables like asparagus, cabbages, celery, if it is tolerated. Here we can start adding fermented vegetables. So instead of just the juice of the fermented vegetable, we could start with 1 teaspoon, gradually increase it to 4 teaspoons if it's tolerated. Supplements are added here, BioCult probiotics and ox bile and some digestive enzymes are started here in this stage 3. Then we go to stage 4. Of course, we continue with all foods from previous stages. Here we can add oven roasted meats, no barbecue, no fried food, and it shouldn't have burnt bits. This was our celebration when we got to this stage, when oven roasted meats were introduced. The boys were just in heaven. They loved it. Of course, throughout your GAPS diet, all these stages, make sure your main food is the soup that we started in stage 1. Here in stage 4, we can add first cold pressed extra virgin olive oil, fresh first pressed vegetable juices on empty stomach is highly recommended because it's going to help with the bowel movement. And here we could start baked goods with nut flour, like almond flour. Stage 5, we're going to continue with all foods from previous stages. Here we can start cooked apples. We can start cooked fruits in ghee, coconut oil, or animal fats. In ghee is actually lovely. We do go back to GAPS diet from time to time. And this is one of the staples food that we still consume. We love it. Here, stage 5, we can also introduce raw vegetables, lettuce, peeled cucumber, carrots, tomatoes, cabbages, and we can, to the vegetable juice that we started on stage 4, we can now add fresh pressed fruit juice. Not all fruit juice, please look at Dr. Natasha's book, but apples, pineapples, mangoes, those are allowed. No citrus fruits. However, lemon from the beginning was allowed. Stage 6, we continue with all foods from previous stages. Here we add raw fruits, homemade baked goods with honey sweetened, dried fruits are allowed here, coconut milk, and here we can add spices to our cooking. And all the spices should be organic, should be in small batches. You have to make sure that it's non-irradiated, non-fumigated. And then here we can add soaked nuts and seeds as well in stage 6. And then we go to full GAPS when we are successfully completed all these 6 stages, we're gonna go to full GAPS. Full GAPS, basically everything in, as we talked about, eggs, meats, stock, fish, shellfish, fresh vegetables, fruits, soaked nuts and seeds, animal fats, raw and fermented dairy, fermented vegetables, coconut milk, coconut oil, cold pressed extra virgin olive oils, dried fruit. So everything that we talked about, now there are more foods allowed. You could do some beans, not all. White beans are allowed. Lima beans is allowed, but you have to properly prepare them, meaning that you have to soak them overnight and you have to cook them very well. Some cheese are allowed. Brie, for example, Romano, Swiss, these are allowed. Some alcoholic drinks like dry wine, gin, and scotch are allowed. Seaweed is allowed in this stage. And the foods to avoid in full GAPS and throughout GAPS diet are grains, legumes, processed sugar, starchy food like potatoes, parsnips, yams, sweet potatoes, rice. Canned or processed food are never allowed. Refined carbohydrates, foods with preservatives, artificial colorants, chemicals, none of those are ever allowed throughout the GAPS diet. And when we are ready to come off GAPS, we kind of go slowly switch to a easier diet. And we switched to Weston A. Price dietary recommendations. And the way that we started with soaked white basmati rice. That was our first step because the starch is less and it's much easier to digest. We added a lot of ghee. Also, it helps with the digestion. It has high butyric acid. And we gradually added homemade sprouted einkorn. We made breads with them. And we also started sprouted soaked beans and other legumes. And one thing that is very important, never go back to standard American diet when after you come off the GAPS diet.
Yes, that's very important. A lot of what the GAPS diet is about is healing from the standard American diet. And if you've been on it, then I think you'll very much have learned how the standard American diet is a problem as you go to real superfoods.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And so as you talked about in the beginning, it's very restricted. And there are certain things that you can never eat on the GAPS diet. I think that might be daunting to some people, but really, it's not that many things that you can't eat on the GAPS diet, especially when you get to the end. I think that maybe a way to promote people going on the GAPS diet is to talk about the foods that you can eat.
Yeah, exactly. I have to tell you, we started this GAP diet on Valentine's Day in the name of love. This is in 2014. And 2 years later, we came off of it. And that Christmas time, I invited people over and they came and I made this beautiful GAPS meal. And they told me, oh my God, we didn't know you could eat so much in this diet and it's so delicious. And there's so much love that you put in this homemade cooking that people absolutely loved it. Everybody told me this is the best Christmas meal we ever had.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I love that story. And also, as you talked about, GAPS diet does involve a lot of homemade foods, including bone broths and ferments such as sauerkraut and ghee. Do you think that might be daunting to some people that they have to make everything themselves?
Yes and no. In the farmer's market that I am at, I always refer people to Dr. Natasha's book, and I always tell them, just buy a crock pot. And in the morning, put everything that is allowed in the crock pot, come back in the evening, you have this beautiful meal ready for you. So yes and no, it might be daunting to some people, but when you get started on it, you see it's not that difficult. It's really not that difficult. If you invest on a crock pot, really, the food is made for you already.
The crock pot is wonderful for making bone broth. I know certainly for me, when I first started making bone broth, it wasn't the easiest. But after getting the crock pot now, making bone broth in it, perfect.
Exactly, yeah. And the interesting thing is a lot of my students in the college, they approach me and they say, you know, I have this gut issue. What do I do? And I said, can you go to Target and buy a crock pot? And they look at me puzzled. And I say, just start cooking at home. And they come back and tell me, you know, it's much easier, much cheaper when I cook at home and I don't have to buy food from outside. I bring my thermos to college and that feeds me throughout the day until I go back to my beautiful crock pot again and eat my dinner there. So it is not that difficult. It might be a little bit overwhelming at the beginning, but step by step, you get used to it and you love it. And I want to tell you, Aaron, the loving energy you put in for your family, for yourself to cook that meal, that is healing also. The person outside that cooks this quick hamburger for you, they are just stressed out to get your meal ready for you. There's no loving energy in there. So there's no healing energy in that food. And that's why I always tell the grandma's food is very delicious. Not that grandma does a specialized cooking for you, just the loving energy that she put in the food. That's very valuable.
So bone broth is certainly one of the things I think people might be afraid to make for themselves the first times. Other things are foods such as sauerkraut and fermented veggies. What would you say to people who haven't fermented their own veggies before?
Yeah, I would say I would start with farmers market. There is a lot of beautiful vendors that they do sell raw fermented vegetables. We could start there and just experiment with it at home. And that's how I did it. I started experimenting with small batches. And now I make huge jars and I just give it to friends and family because they don't know how to make it. It's very easy actually to make fermented vegetable. But I would say start with farmers market. They have beautiful vendors and they have wonderful fermented vegetable available to you. So you could start there.
Yeah, and as you're talking about books, you're talking about Dr. Natasha Campbell's McBride's book. There's also a lot of great books on how to do fermentation. Two I think of are
Yes.
Alex Lewin's Real Food Fermentation and also the books by Sandra Katz.
Yes, absolutely.
Both of those I would recommend people look into if they haven't fermented their vegetables before.
And I have a very good book, The Heal Your Gut Cookbook. This one by Hilary Boynton and Mindy Bradford.
Oh, yes, she's excellent as well.
This is amazing, this book. The foreword is actually by Dr. Natasha.
And so, what are some of the foods that you, though, do need to avoid when being on the GAPS diet?
Definitely anything with grain. So GAPS diet is a grain-free diet. So rice, beans, when you're starting, you even don't want to have any difficult to digest vegetables. Like for example, celery. Those are difficult to digest. You want to have very easy to digest food at the beginning, but definitely grains and beans are not allowed in this diet.
And I believe that honey is the one sweetener that's allowed on the diet, correct?
The only sweetener is honey. No processed sugar, no table sugar, none of those are allowed.
And I actually remember seeing somewhere on the web a recipe for a great grain-free cake sweetened with honey.
Oh, really? Nice. Yeah.
Yes. Now, it's important to bring that up because it is GAPS friendly, but will you say even when on the GAPS diet, you should try to avoid too many products that are sweetened with honey, even if they are truly gluten-free, grain-free?
Yeah, absolutely. So the GAPS is beyond gluten-free. It's really grain-free. And you're right, absolutely. The whole idea of GAPS is moderation, even in using honey. Even that's what is in the book. She says that you moderately sweeten your tea or your baked goods.
And as you talk about the GAPS diet, you explain that there's several stages of it, and it's not a permanent thing. It's more a plan to heal your gut, and then once you heal your gut, you get off it, but get on a program of real nutrition. How do you know when it's time to end the GAPS diet?
Yeah, thank you for asking this question. So for us, we started with one of my children, constant tummy aches, constant joint pains, and I kept asking the pediatrician what to do, and she kept saying, "Oh, this is just a growing pain. It's going to go away. Don't worry about it." We had asthma allergy. We had hospital visits because of asthma. And my other son, he had eczema, and we were constantly putting steroids based on pediatrician's prescription. And we started GAPS diet, let's say on a Monday, and from Monday through Friday, we had no joint pains, no tummy aches. It was amazing. And I used to have to do this prescription refill for the asthma for the boys on a monthly basis. I haven't refilled the prescription. I mean, once in a while I need to, but on a consistent basis, I haven't done it. How do you know how to move up when your symptoms disappear? You say, okay, now let's go up one stage. And by the end of week one, we say, oh, okay, so we're doing good. The eczema is reduced, the tummy aches disappear, joint pain is gone. So let's add the egg yolk. Let's go to stage two. And we did, and we were completely fine. Okay, a week later, let's go to stage three. And then we were stuck. Stage three, the egg white was our problem, and we couldn't. And every week, I was adding egg whites, and we were going back to stage two again. Until 3 months, we had to stay on stage two. So, how do you move up? It depends on the child. It depends on the individual. When the symptoms disappear, you can move up. If the symptoms come back, you have to go back down. And for us, it took us 3 months on stage two. Then we went to stage three. We had to stay on stage three for a few weeks before stage four. And as soon as I started introducing new food and the symptoms came back, we went back. So some people can go through the diet very quick. Maybe every 3, 4 days, they can go throughout the stages very quick and get to full GAPS, which is very easy. Some people have to stay, they get stuck in one stage. And some people, Dr. Natasha says, let's start with full gaps if stage one, two, three, it's too much for a person. So really, those introductory stages are people with severe gut issues. But again, it's very, very individualized how you move up or how you have to stay in one stage.
And as you're talking about the exit, and of course, I think we should stress, although I'm sure a lot of listeners will know if they've listened to this program, especially for a while, that you do need to get true pasture-raised, organic, non-GMO eggs.
Absolutely.
And that's really the key with everything on the diet is
absolutely,
this all has to be done with organic foods, no pesticides, no GMOs, or otherwise you're kind of missing the point of gaps.
Absolutely. One thing Dr. Natasha and I heard said, I am absolutely in agreement, and that's what we did. If you're not able to afford organics, he allows to go non-organic. But absolutely, organic is number one priority.
That's a good point, yes. Because as we do this show, I want people to not feel daunted to have to do the GAPS diet. So
yeah,
it is important to explain how you can do it on budget and that doesn't feel super hard to do any of these things.
And I suggest if you go to farmer's market, you can buy organic vegetables that are not certified organic. So the price is much lower than certified organic price, but then the quality is much, much advanced.
So now you talked about how you entered into the GAPS diet with the health problems that your children were having. How did you learn about the GAPS diet in the first place?
Yeah, so I was at the coffee with a friend, and the friend said, have you heard of Weston A. Price Foundation? I said, no. So she gave me the book, and I read Dr. Price's book. It was a very lengthy book. It was very, very, very detailed. And I went to the White Tradition Conference in 2013, and I went to Dr. Natasha's talk, and I met with her, and I told her about my children, and she said, absolutely, you should start from stage one. And that's what I did. When I came back, this was, I think, November of 2013. So on that Valentine's Day, on February 2014, that's when we started GAPS Diet. I actually read her book, and then I started. And what we did to be successful with GAPS Diet, I cleaned out my kitchen, basically the cupboard, the fridge. There was nothing that was GAPS illegal. So if you open my fridge, the first few weeks, it was just a pot of soup. That's all I had. No avocados, no fruits, no other vegetables, nothing. That's all I had. So that's the key to success. And the other thing for us, the whole family, we went on GAPS. So it was very easy for us. And then when we went on any outings, we always had our thermos with us. We always had our lunchbox with us. So we never ate out. If we went to see friends, we always had our food or we ate our food beforehand.
Yes. As you talked about, you met Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride at a Wise Traditions conference, the annual conference put on by the Weston A. Price Foundation. And there are a lot of connections between Weston A. Price, the Wise Traditions diet, and GAPS. Certainly Natasha Campbell McBride is, I believe, at pretty much every conference talking about GAPS and other topics too. And if you go to a Weston A. Price local chapter meeting, you'll likely meet a lot of people that are on the GAPS diet. So there are a lot of principles in the GAPS diet that are also in Weston A. Price's Wise Traditions diet, I would say.
Correct. Exactly. Yeah. And the nice thing is when you come off of GAPS and go to Weston A. Price recommendations, it's such an easy transition and it's actually lovely. When you start eating rice, when you start eating properly baked bread, properly soaked and sprouted beans, your body feels so good after being through this GAPS diet and healing for all this time. I think it's a beautiful transition from GAPS to Weston A. Price Foundation.
And while there are some foods you can eat on Wise Traditions, Weston A. Price diet, that you can eat on GAPS, are there certain things that you gave up during the GAPS diet that you never felt the need to have again?
So I want to tell you a story. The first day on GAPS diet, I actually had to give up and coffee. And that was the most difficult thing. So when I got off GAPS, when I went to Weston A. Price dietary recommendation, I said, okay, I'm not going to drink coffee. So for a while I didn't, but then I went back on it. So is there anything I don't miss? It's interesting. We wear on Weston A. Price Foundation dietary recommendation, being a Persian anyway. So for me, it wasn't a huge transition for me when I went back to Weston A. Price. So no, I wouldn't say anything that I hugely missed that I didn't follow. No, I didn't.
Well, it makes sense because like you said, you were on it before. So it'd be different for someone who's going from a complete standard American diet to GAPS and then to Weston A. Price.
Yeah. When I learned about Weston A. Price dietary recommendation, I'm like, this is how we eat. This is how my grandmother used to prepare food. I remember I was always surprised. She always soaked the rice. She always soaked the beans. We never did it in the capital that we lived. We never did it. But then when I learned about the dietary recommendation Dr. Price was recommending, I'm thinking, you know, this is how we used to live. This is how traditionally Persian food was prepared.
I hear that from a lot of people who have grown up outside of the United States and grown up in traditional cultures.
Yeah.
One thing I know you mentioned about going back onto after the GAPS diet was the basmati rice. And that's an important food I want to address because as we talk about, to do the GAPS diet, it's always best that you do it with the true organics. You make
Absolutely.
It at home yourself. And so I know an issue that a lot of people have with rice is the arsenic in it. Do you have a specific rice you recommend that's low in arsenic?
I would go with heirloom rice. There is a Japanese brand that I buy. It's heirloom and the arsenic is much lower in it. I can tell you exactly the name, but it is on Amazon. You can purchase it on Amazon or you can purchase it directly from them. I don't remember the name of it, but it's a very old family that they've been doing this Japanese heirloom rice for generations. And I buy that one. And when you soak it overnight, also you reduce the arsenic a little bit. But yeah, I agree with you. It is a lot of arsenic in a lot of white rice.
I would personally recommend Lundberg Family Farms.
Yes.
They have a wonderful rice that's, yes, arsenic-free. They've been on this program before, and actually at a convention a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to a naturopath who says how she's concerned about rice,
Absolutely.
But she loves Lundberg rice because that's one that she knows is clean.
Absolutely. That's one of the other rice that I buy.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, love them.
Absolutely, yeah.
Great family.
I love stories and I love to shop from family businesses instead of those huge companies.
Me too. That's a very big reason that I do this program as well as my blog is I love to be able to tell the stories of these families and these products that are offered, how they got there, how they started making the foods. A lot of times, a lot of the foods I cover, it's very much similar stories of people wanting to heal health problems that they were having, that their children were having.
Yeah.
And I know also you have, in addition to healing your children, we've talked about this on other episodes. And here we talked a little bit more about just the experience with the GAPS diet, but you also, you have a product, Love Maman Superfood, which is very much a better option for people to use.
Yeah, two of the three spreads that I have are GAPS approved. So I have the GAPS seal also for them. And if people are interested, they can go and look up my website.
And so these are ones that people can have on the GAPS diet.
Yes. Again, not at the beginning, right? So there are stages when it's allowed. Yes, absolutely. They can have it because it is sweetened with raw unfiltered honey. It is made with sprouted and stone ground nut butter and it has ghee in it. So everything that is allowed on GAPS is in my products. Yeah.
And as you stress with the GAPS diet, it is about making things yourself at home, but are there certain products that people are a little too afraid to make themselves that you think they could buy at a farmer's market or even a supermarket?
Absolutely. Sometimes I was overwhelmed because you have to cook all the time. Absolutely. You could definitely buy a lot of products. There are even homemade chefs that they make GAPS food for you. And you just pay them a little bit extra and then they can bring you homemade food to your door. There are also services like that.
And when your family did the GAPS diet, this was already 10 years ago now.
Yeah.
Do you think that there are more companies making products which are GAPS friendly than when you did it?
Absolutely, Aaron. I had such a hard time finding GAPS friendly products 10 years ago. Now there is a lot more awareness. People are very serious about their health, and they really dig in and they really look for healing diets, and GAPS is one of them. So absolutely, there is a lot more products available. 10 years ago, there was one company you could buy sprouted nuts and seeds from. Now I see, even in the Expo West last year, I went and I saw a few small companies. They're starting to do sprouted nuts they're bringing to the market, and that's wonderful.
Oh, yes. One of the first ones I know, and probably the first organic sprouted one specifically, was Rich Nuts, who's been on this program, great friend of mine. And yeah, he has an excellent product. He's exhibited at Expo West, and also he's often at the Wise Traditions conferences. And I started noticing a couple others, and I one time just started making a list, and I thought, well, maybe I can do an article on this. I wasn't sure. I thought, oh, maybe this be a short article. I only have five. But the more I researched it, I found at least 10. I'm seeing more popping up.
Yeah, it's interesting that, like I said, people are learning how to prepare the food traditionally, properly, basically. Even soaking rice, even soaking beans. People are more aware, because in the farmers market, I talk to people. I'm very impressed how much people are digging in to learn about traditional way of preparing food.
Yes, and in terms of when you go back to rice after the GAPS diet, for sprouted rice, a company I would recommend is To Your Health.
Yeah, To Your Health, absolutely. Sprouted rice, sprouted beans. It's an amazing company, also family-owned, which is, again, my number one priority.
Oh, yes, Peggy, she's been on this program before, and I've gotten to know Peggy and Jeff very well.
Oh, beautiful, yeah. I learned a lot about all these wonderful foods through you, so I want to thank you for giving us this opportunity to explore more and increase our horizon. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, I appreciate that. And yeah, the wonderful thing about it is pretty much all these articles that I do, what I love is I update them every year at a certain time when I think that the articles are relevant. And pretty much all of them, I always have more entries each year that some of these articles I've now had to break into separate articles because there's so many.
Yes.
Break into subcategories.
Very, very helpful. I appreciate it.
I think we are heading in the right direction for food. I think there's still a lot of problems that we need to solve, and there's some areas that are still lacking. There still are more people that need to learn about a number of these things, but I definitely think it is going in the right direction.
Absolutely, yeah. Definitely, there is a lot more awareness now than 10 years ago when I started the diet.
Oh, yeah, and a lot more awareness just when I started my blog. I think of a number of these products that there wasn't such a thing when I started my blog. There was no organic sprouted nuts when I started doing this.
Yeah.
And so we touched upon Love Maman Superfood. Do you have any further development of new products with that?
No, but I would love to expand being an educator, teaching about, like you are doing, teaching about the power of food as medicine, teaching about how we could cook. Like you were saying, people get intimidated by having to cook at home. I want to teach people, it's very easy. You could easily make an anti-inflammatory recipe at home. You don't have to be an expert. You don't have to be a chef. So I would love to do educational webinars where I teach them how to do recipes, and I explain the power of each of these ingredients and why are we mixing them together, why are we adding this spice versus this spice, what is the science behind this food that we're making. And I want to show people that it's so easy to cook at home. It's really easy to cook at home. And it's fun. To me, it's therapeutic. I love it.
Me too. Yeah. I feel good when I'm cooking.
Yeah. My husband, he loves to take his soup to work, and he says it's delicious. And I'm telling him, it's not that it's delicious. It's because I put my love into the food. I think that makes a huge difference. And I cannot stress that more, that all grandma's food is lovely, but maybe not all of them are chefs. They put so much love in the food. And that's why the energy that you consume, that is healing.
I love your idea of teaching people about how to cook foods they may be afraid of. What are some of the foods that you'd like to demo?
Yeah, one of the ones that we talked about, I love to do Persian recipes with an A Price Foundation type of recommendation. And I want to teach people that even cooking something as simple as rice can be very nutritious. The rice, for example, instead of cooking it with water, cooking it with bone broth, adding a little bit of collagen to it, adding a lot of ghee to it, that makes it a nutritious food. Even though you say, oh, it's just a simple rice. No, you can actually make simple food very nutritious.
I think including Persian cuisine is very fitting with Weston A. Price Foundation, because after all, what Dr. Weston A. Price did was he traveled around the world and saw different cultures and how their traditional ways of eating were healthy lifestyles.
Yes, absolutely. I remember my grandmother, we would go to the village that she lived in. My grandmother would take the eggs from the backyard chicken and would go to the next door neighbor, bring sheep milk. And this was our breakfast. The raw milk with eggs from her backyard chicken. And I remember we were in Capitol. I remember I was really surprised how the yolk, how orange it was and how delicious this food was and the milk, how creamy it was. I remember all of that. And this is a long time ago, of course, but this is how we used to live. And then Western culture came to also Tehran, where I used to live, and things changed. And people want things faster and easier. So we cut corners, and the nutrient density of the food just goes down.
Right. So your personal experience, similar to Dr. Weston Price and what he talks about in Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, about all these cultures, about how they go off of their traditional ways of eating, and then that's where they see the problems with their teeth and with all of their health.
Absolutely, yes.
We're just about out of time, but is there anything else you'd like to let the listeners know about the GAPS diet?
Sure. I just want to say, don't feel it's a too difficult diet to do. Don't get overwhelmed. Just go one day at a time and celebrate. Celebrate. We celebrated our success. Every time we moved up a stage, the boys were like in heaven because something new. So don't feel overwhelmed. If it is too much to start from introductory diet, I would start from full GAPS. You get used to the new routine. And then when you're ready, go back to your stage one on introductory. One thing that is very rewarding when you do GAPS diet, it's just the healing properties it has. When you see the tummy aches don't come back, when you see the asthma is not there, when you see the eczema disappear, when you have been doing all these steroid creams all along and you don't need any of that, that's so rewarding. It's pushing you forward because you are being successful in your journey. And I would say to be successful, I clean out my kitchen before I start the diet. I would get rid of everything in my cupboard, everything in my fridge. Nothing that is GAPS illegal is allowed. That's one of the key to success. We didn't travel. We didn't go to parties the first few weeks, just so we get used to this new routine. And then the boys knew when we go to parties, we bring our thermos, we eat our food, we're still hanging out, we're still socializing, but when it's time to share food, we just eat our own food. We don't share and we still have fun. And we had a lot of parties in our house. Most of the time we invited people over because then I was in control of what was served. And that might not be doable for a lot of people. But really, I would say one step at a time. And the other thing we did a lot of meditation. We looked at our end goal and we envisioned our end goal. So all of those helped us. We do weekly meditation still up to this day, and we have a goal that we envision for the next few weeks, and those also help a lot.
That's a reason why I want to have a lot of parties and get-togethers at my house versus going out to restaurants and bars, is to serve better food when I hang out with all my friends.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it's something that you can relate to.
And the thing is, I'm sure it's the same for you, Aaron. When they come to your house and you eat the homemade food, they have a totally different appreciation of when you do a takeout, when you do order outside food. Don't you see a difference with the guests? The guests, they have a totally different appreciation when they have the opportunity to have homemade meal.
Oh, yes. Yes, they say how great it is.
Yeah.
Right. Some of it even is some products I buy in the store, but they're not the regular brands that I know of. But a lot of times they like these ones better, actually, even if it's something far as like a potato chip cooked in a healthy oil. They like that better than what they've had before.
Yeah, absolutely. Same here. Exact same here. Yeah.
And so for people who want to learn more about the GAPS diet after hearing this episode, let's hear the website again where they can learn about it.
So it's www.gapsdiet.com. But I also highly recommend you read Dr. Natasha's book. It's very, very fruitful. You learn so much from it. Gut and Psychology Syndrome book. She has other books, gut and physiology books, and another book. But I would start with Gut and Psychology Syndrome.
Yes. And you can buy the books on her website.
Yes, on her website, I believe on Amazon also, but definitely on gapsdiet.com. You can buy it from there.
And also, if people want to learn more about Love Maman Superfood, where's the website they can go?
Yeah, so it's lovemaman.com, and my Instagram is @lovemamansuperfood.
Perfect. Nikisa, it's always wonderful having you on this. I appreciate the knowledge that you can share with all my listeners.
Thank you. I really appreciate having me back again. I love to do this conversation.
Absolutely. Anytime. That's all for this episode of The Appropriate Omnivore. New episodes of the show are released every Wednesday. Follow me on social media for more information on the next episode. And to make sure you never miss any of my podcasts, subscribe to The Appropriate Omnivore on your favorite podcast site or app. You can also listen to all of my podcasts on my website, appropriateomnivore.com. There you can find recipes from the guests I interview, plus all of my articles covering lifestyles in the world of real food. Until next time, my pantry is officially closed.